Chapter 6. We thought that Inspector Slack would come and ask me what it was I had wanted to tell him, so we were surprised when Mary told us that he had gone. Then Griselda said she would go to Old Hall.
It will be so awful for Anne Protheroe.
Just after she left, Dennis returned from a tennis party.
I've always wanted to be right in the middle of a murder, he said,
and went out into the garden to look for footprints. His cheerfulness rather upset me, but death means very little to a boy of 16. An hour later, Griselda came back. She had seen Anne Protheroe just after the inspector had told her the news. How did she seem? I asked.
She was very quiet.
What about Lettice?
She was out playing tennis somewhere, but Anne was really very quiet. Very strange.
The shock? I suggested.
I suppose so. And yet, she didn't seem so much shocked as frightened.
Frightened?
Yes. I wonder if she knows who killed him. She kept asking if there were any suspects.
And then Dennis came in full of excitement because of a footprint he had found in one of the flower beds. He was sure that it was very important. But it was Mary, not Dennis, who brought us the sensational news next morning. We had just sat down to breakfast when she appeared at the door.
They've arrested Mr. Redding. Arrested Lawrence? Cried Griselda. It must be some mistake.
No mistake, said Mary.
Mr. Redding went to the police station himself last night. He went in, threw down the pistol and said, I did it, just like that.
Satisfied, she left the room.
It can't be true, Griselda said. What reason could Lawrence have for killing Colonel Protheroe?
I could have answered that question, but I did not wish to involve Anne Protheroe. Remember, I met him just outside the gate. He looked like a madman. There's the clock, too, I said. Lawrence must have put it back to 6:20 to give himself an alibi. And Inspector Slack believed it.
You're wrong. Lawrence knew about that clock being ahead. Keeping the vicar up to time, he used to say.
He may have forgotten about it.
No, if you were committing a murder, you'd be very careful about things like that.
You don't know, my dear, I said. You've never done one. Before Griselda could reply, a shadow fell across the table, and a very gentle voice said,
Please forgive me, but after the sad news...
It was Miss Marple. I opened the glass door, and she stepped inside and sat down with us. She looked a little pink and a little excited.
Poor Colonel Protheroe. Not a very pleasant man, but it's still sad. And shot in the vicarage study. But you, dear vicar, were not here at the time?
I explained where I had been.
Is Dennis not with you this morning?
Said Miss Marple.
Dennis, said Griselda, is very excited about a footprint he found, and has gone to tell the police about it.
Dear, dear, said Miss Marple.
So, Dennis thinks he knows who committed the crime. Well, I suppose we all think we know, and I expect everyone thinks it is somebody different. That is why it is so important to have proof.
I am sure I know who did it, but I haven't one bit of proof.
Inspector Slack said he was coming to see me this morning, but has just phoned to say it won't be necessary.
I suppose that is because of the arrest, I said.
The arrest?
Miss Marple leaned forward.
I didn't know there had been an arrest.
I said, yes, Lawrence Redding.
Lawrence Redding? Now I didn't think. I can't believe it, even now,
Griselda interrupted.
Even though he has confessed.
Confessed? Said Miss Marple.
Oh dear, I have been very mistaken. He gave himself up,
said Griselda.
Oh, said Miss Marple. I am so glad, so very glad.
It does show he is truly sorry, I suppose, I said.
Sorry?
Miss Marple looked surprised.
Oh, but Vicar, you don't think that he is guilty?
He has confessed.
Yes, but that just proves it. I mean, that he had nothing to do with it.
No, I said. If you have not committed a murder, I cannot see the reason to pretend you have.
Oh, of course there's a reason,
said Miss Marple.
There's always a reason. And young men are so hot-headed and so quick to believe the worst.
If you had seen his face last night, I began.
Tell me, said Miss Marple.
I did so. When I had finished, she said,
I know that I am very often rather stupid, but I really do not understand your point. It seems to me that if a young man had decided to take another man's life, he would not appear upset about it afterwards. It is difficult to imagine being in such a position, but I cannot believe I would be upset myself.
But if there was an argument, I argued. The shot may have been fired in sudden anger, and Lawrence might have been very upset afterwards about what he had done.
But, Mr. Clement, it does not seem to me that the facts fit your argument. Your maid said that Mr. Redding was only in the house for 2 minutes, and the Colonel was shot while he was writing a letter. The letter also seems very strange. I mean...
She looked round. Lettice Protheroe came in through the glass door.
I hear they've arrested Lawrence.
Yes, said Griselda.
Have you seen my hat here? A little yellow one,
said Lettice.
I think I left it in the study. If you did, it's there still,
said Griselda.
I'll go and see,
said Lettice. I'm afraid you can't get it now, I said. Inspector Slack has locked the room.
Oh, what a bore.
Surely, Lettice, a yellow hat won't be much good to you just now.
You mean I should wear black? I won't bother. It's awfully old-fashioned.
A strange smile came to her lips.
I think I'll go home and tell Anne that Lawrence has been arrested.
She went out of the French window again. Miss Marple was smiling.
That child is not half so dreamy as she pretends to be. She's got a very definite idea in her head, and she's acting upon it.
There was a loud knock on the dining room door.
Colonel Melchett's here, Mary said. He wants to see the master.
I got up at once.